Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Sustained. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we studied the 91st Psalm. If you weren't with us, those messages are available. Go online, download it. It won't cost you anything. You can get a hard copy here in the Word Supply. It won't cost you anything. And we went through the whole Psalm. And we wound up at verse 16. In fact, why don't you turn there with me now, Psalm 91 and 16. The end of the Psalm says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, sometimes that's been taken out of context and just longevity is talked about, but you need to keep it in context. Why are you going to make it to old age? Because, if you back up to the earlier part of the psalm, the snare of the fowler didn't get you. The noisome pestilence didn't get you. Why didn't it get you? Because if it would have got you, you wouldn't have made it to long life. Is that right? You'd have been gone at 22 or 32 or 42 or 52 or 62 or 72 or 82. But you wouldn't have got to where the Bible calls you old. Because when you're biblically old, the old people call you old.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But how would you make it that far? Because the terror by night didn't get you. The arrow flying by day missed you. Didn't get you. The pestilence that walks in darkness didn't get you. The destruction that wasted at noonday, it didn't get you. The evil didn't befall you. The plague didn't come nigh your dwelling. Come on, are you listening? It what? It didn't get you. Why didn't it get you? Because the Lord kept you underneath the shadow, come on, of the Almighty, underneath His wings, underneath His presence, and He gave His angels charge concerning, is that right? That's why it didn't get you. It's not because you're smarter than everybody else, or prettier, or better. It's not because of something intrinsically that's better in you. And you really do, you know, people struggle with this. They see hurricanes, they see tornadoes, they see earthquakes, they see all manner of disease. And well, why? These people are good people. You know, why didn't they make it to their 50s? Why didn't they make it? I mean, they're cut down in their teenage years. And people act like it's this great, great mystery. And yet, answers, solid answers are right here in the 91st Psalm. And it makes all the difference what you believe.
Yes, it
what you believe and what you do. So how did you make it to long life and get satisfied? Come on, can you see the picture? You've been there, done that, wrote the book and made the t-shirt. Is that right? You've seen it all. You've done it all. Everything you had in your heart to do that the Lord dealt with you to do throughout the decades, and now you are ready to leave this place. Does every child of God have a right to be sustained to that point? Well, now, you understand, you're going to have to overcome some stuff to make it to that point. You're going to have to overcome things other people didn't overcome. You're going to have to make it through things other people didn't make it through. You got to be protected and kept from things other people weren't protected from. So what makes you so special? And that's where people begin to get confused. They go, well, how you know any better than anybody else? If it happened to them, it can happen to you. And that's the big mistake. Because right here in this same 91st Psalm, didn't the psalmist say, 1,000 may fall over here.
That's right.
And 10,000 may fall on this side. Right. Come on, what else? What did he say? What did he say? What did he say? But it won't come near me.
Yeah.
That right there is different than most, all of the world, and most of the church-going people.
Right.
Can you see it?
Yes.
That's the difference. How many people would stand up boldly and say, I won't be cut short with a disease. My life will not be cut short with violence. I will be kept. I will be sustained. I will run my race. I will finish my fight and my course. And 1,000 may die on this side of me and 10,000 on this side of me, but it won't happen to me. That's the difference. Right there. It's not so confusing. That's the difference right there. And it's called F-A-I-T-H. And all the folks who say, well, makes me mad to hear preachers talk like that. Who does he think he is? We're not any better than those poor folks it happened to. What makes you think you're any better? Didn't say I was any better. Just got through saying, not any smarter, not any better. Just got through saying it. Why would you deserve? Didn't say I deserve. I would say I don't deserve it. But I'm going to get it anyway.
That's right.
Woo! What's the difference? The difference is in believing what the psalmist believed. David, was David ever anywhere where the arrows were flying? Where the spears were ripping by? Huh? He knows what he's talking about. He has been in the hot zone. He lived there for much of his life. And yet, he kept coming back home. He kept coming back home. Didn't he? Everywhere he went, the Bible said, the Lord gave him victory. What made him any different? People say, well, God's hand was on him. Yeah, he was. God sustained him. Yes, he was. Yeah, but does God not care about the rest of the people? Why? I mean, come on, let's be fair about it. Why wouldn't God put his hand like that on everybody? We're reading the difference. Go with me to the book of Peter, 1 Peter. 1 Peter, first chapter. 1 Peter 1 and 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Let me mention something right here. I don't use titles, and that's been misunderstood by some folks. I told folks, don't call me Pastor Keith, Prophet Keith, Apostle Keith. Don't call me that. But we say, what's wrong with that? I'm not saying I'm not one. But it's different between using it as a title or using it as a description of what you do. If you study the scriptures, you'll find, where did Paul ever use apostle as title? Where did Peter say, refer to me as Apostle Paul? Now we do it, but he didn't. Refer to me as the Apostle Peter. We do it, he didn't. So what's wrong with that? Well, Jesus said, don't call anybody father such and such, or master such and such, or teacher such. Didn't he say it? He said, because you're all brothers. Didn't he say that? Well, if it's not right to use those titles, why would it be right to use these other titles? Notice what he said. You got quiet on that one. Apostle Peter. The Apostle Peter. No. What? Peter. An apostle. That's not a title. That's what he is. It's what he does. But he doesn't use it as a title. And he would not demand that you refer to him as the apostle. He's your brother. Who also happens to be an apostle. Come on, can you see this? Now, if you don't see the difference, don't throw it away. Study these things out. Keep reading. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you, peace be multiplied. Keep reading. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Keep going. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Did you know you have reservations already? You don't have to call ahead and get them to get it ready. It's already reserved for you. And how many think what is there reserved for you, you are not going to be disappointed with? You're going to be in awe of the incorruptible inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you. It is an inheritance that cannot rust or rot or diminish or weaken or fade with time. We don't know about that kind of stuff. But we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Keep reading. Talking about the same us who are kept by the power of God. That's not the end of the sentence. Through faith unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Look at it again. We're kept by what? We're kept by the power of God. But you got to say those next two words. Faith. Through whose faith?
Our faith.
If it was just the power of God that was keeping everybody, and that was the only factor, then everybody would be kept the same. But we're not just kept by the ability of God, the power of God, nor even the perfect will of God. We're kept by His power, but the connector is through faith. Somebody say, through faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Sustained, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.